This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Good evening, Razorback fans. Welcome to another episode of the Hog Talk Podcast, live from the Sterling Soap and Roastery Studios, part of the Believe in Buzz Radio Networks, where you can hear us on 106.7 in Central Arkansas. All live shows are presented to you by Arkansas Brewing Company and Downtown Ozark. I am Porter Hayes. Alongside me, as always, is Adam Hall. We are also brought to you by Bet Online, your number one source for the NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, matchup, and even line odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get on a game of blackjack or poker, or even unwind with one of our 150 slot games. Head to the website today and get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. And we're back into season two. I mean, we're doing our first little episode of the summer series, per se. We have a summer spot, and then we got the College World Series going on. So, a lot of stuff going on off-season. Mm-hmm. And Adam, you there?
Oh, yeah, it's cut in and out, but we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with the technical difficulties today, but, you know, it's that time of year that if you don't have a team in it, it's kind of to keep up with everything. So, you know, I know I haven't watched a whole heck of a lot of the College World Series so far. So,
well, it was pretty much SEC, ACC, walk-off action. But you kind of wanted to address something before we started. You know, there was a certain fan base that kind of went viral for two. I mean, and I want to say that this isn't the whole fan base, but, you know, when people start going over the line, way over the line on how they're trash talking and stuff, got so bad to where the Omaha Police Department or the Omaha, one of the social media pages for the Omaha Police Department banned you from their city. You know, that's pretty damn bad when they get involved. And of course, with today, pictures are all over the place. So, you know, karma comes back to get you. I hope that it was worth it. I hope you're trash talking and what you were saying about their family member was worth it, because now you're pretty famous for all the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, this is something that, you know, we don't look at this being representation of an entire fan base, because it's really not. You know, I know that there are a lot of great Aggie fans out there, and it's pretty crappy that this will, you know, puts a damper on everything going on, whether it's the game, your team, y'all's success. But to bring in the death of the team's bat boy, and you're using that to talk trash to the dugout, you know, you've crossed the line. I know that there are the, you know, the trolls of the world that hide behind their keyboards, and you know, we just have to do better as fans. As a whole, I mean, coming after, you know, media writers, kids on social media, whether they're trolling you or not, it's one of those things that leave the personal stuff out of it, leave families out of it. And then especially when you're coming at a team that, and family that lost somebody unexpectedly like that, that's just in poor taste. And quite frankly, you know, banned from the city of Omaha, but I personally don't think you should be allowed at any college event from here on out.
No, you crossed a big line. Because look, here's the thing. You know, you want to be funny. You think you're cute on the circumstances of that child. That has nothing to do with the issue because there's still a child involved. You know what I mean? That's where a lot of people want to go there. And so when you go that low, your father, I'm a father, a lot of us. I mean, I don't know their dynamic. They might have been father and son. I don't know. So think if the tables were turned. And I'll say this, you know, I've been in situations where my child's been questioned or made fun of and the learning disabilities and stuff. And, you know, I've had to really keep my cool at times and remember that me going to jail is – I can't be a dad in jail. And there's been a couple of times where I've wanted to very badly. I could just imagine what's going through, you know, the players, everybody who was close to the situation, because it's not cute. It's not funny. And, you know, I don't know how many beers they had to drink. And, you know, it's one of the things that I guess is, you know, adults, we try to teach kids, hey, look, there's, you know, consequences for everything, but these were adults, you know, and that's the sad thing. These weren't kids who didn't know better. These weren't kids trying to go viral. This is two adults doing this. And it was just trashy, very, very trashy. And I don't care. I mean, you know, I hope they get run out of town, their own town for this, you know, because there's no place for it. And on the whole thing of the media kids are out of bounds, dude. Like, you want to say anything about any person, it's like we talked about with the players and talking about their game, or you want to talk about how we talk takes or do takes, or we have shit takes sometimes. But when you talk about personal stuff, dude, that's crossing a line that even the dirtiest of the trolls were like, oof, you know, that's the reaction they got from it.
It's one of those things that I get you want the reactions. I get you want the shock factor, but what did you gain from it all? You know, you've got those two guys that you've been made famous for something you probably don't want to be made famous for. And then flip side, you've got a no name profile that's unfortunately, you know, saying things that shouldn't be said. Honestly, it shouldn't, you know, those involved shouldn't have to address it, sadly enough. But people are going to, I mean, it's our kids. We're going to defend our kids, obviously.
Exactly. But, you know, and it puts a big damper on the whole series.
Yeah, definitely does. There, you know, there's more to worry about here. There's baseball to worry about. There's a national championship on the line.
And the thing is, you think about this, say Texas A&M goes on and wins it or whatever, or get, you know, they won that game. That's the thing. So nobody's talking about the win. They're talking about that situation. And that's what sucks is you have two people ruin it for an entire fan base. Because you know everybody's going to pile on now. Oh, that's the fan base for you. That's the fan base for you. And then it was just two people. So, but yeah, just wanted to get that out there. Like, it was not appreciated. You know, there's a lot of things that go on where one person can ruin it for three people moving on to kind of a different entity. And then those three people are left kind of searching for something. And the person who created it all is the damaging part of it. And then there's three people in the media that now are searching, pissed, and looking for something else when, you know, one person's getting to continue on, but there's three other very highly respected. And now they're taking the big brunt of this whole entity being the laughing stock of how long it lasted. But you got to remember there's three guys that are very well respected in the media that are no longer a part of that entity that are have worked their ass off from their way up. And now they have to deal with this stuff, and more will come about that, that's their story to tell. But, you know, I just seen a lot of stuff that was directed towards them that they have to take the brunt of that I don't think was fair. Mm-hmm. And I'm only speaking on those three that it's unfair because they're the ones that are not with that entity anymore. You still have one that's still riding the show. So, you know, it's one of those things that one person gets to carry on and now there's three others that have parted ways. And I just think that they're drawing some unfair criticism and they shouldn't. So, I mean, we've had them on our show, you know, and very well respected gentlemen. And I wish nothing but the best for them, but it's that situation.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Situation sucks.
Yeah, and I mean, like you said, they're well-respected. They're going to land on their feet and hopefully in a better situation. They took a risk. Obviously, there's risks with every new venture. But at the same time, to think that they're just going to come out and answer everybody's questions or respond to the comments, it's like they don't have to. They don't owe us anything. Uh-uh. You know, it's one of those things that it's going to be dealt with in-house or is being dealt with in-house. And that's that. The information that needs to come out from their end will come out, and they'll do it when the timing is for them is right. So, you know, I know there's going to be a lot of talk and speculation from folks, but, you know, let it lie. It does not directly involve any of us. So just let it lie. Let them sort things out because they don't need to deal with an additional distraction or headache with this.
Well, it was a weird segue, but it was the whole family aspect of, you know, they have families and, you know, I've been in a situation where I've been without a job and you have to explain to your family, hey, this happened, you know, something way out of my control. But the three stand-up gentlemen that when we went through our big issue during football season, you know, they reached out and was like, hey, man, you know, it happens. Ride the storm. You'll get back on your feet. And here we're still running, you know. So, I mean, that I reached out to one of them individually and was like, you know, look, it sucks that it happened, but, you know, they were there when we got knocked down. So I'm going to do the same for them. And it's one of the things that if they deserve the criticism, hey, have at it. But, you know, there's only one person that deserves the criticism in all this. And I think they're getting their fair share of it.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, it's one of those things. I know it's a slow time of year, so obviously there's a lot more of the gossip, if you will, going on. So, you know, you just do what we can do to try to – and I'm not saying it doesn't need to be talked about necessarily. If you want to talk about it, talk about it. But at the same time, don't let it cause distractions to better things going on. And by better, I just mean, you know, there's more important things out there than everybody else worrying behind the scenes, like what happened. They want the tea, they want the gossip. Yeah. And it's just like, we all do, I get it. But at the same time, it's just read the room and you'll get the information when the information is ready to be given.
Yeah. And it'll come out. And that's the thing, you know, it will come out, but like we said, it's their story to talk about it. And everybody has their own speculation. That's cool. I just want to stick up for them and let it be known that, you know, those three gentlemen, you know, had nothing to do with that. And they took a big risk. And now, you know, they're taking the unfair brunt of that, those issues.
Mm-hmm. So let's just hope that, you know, they land on their feet, you know, sooner than later, especially when you've got families involved and whatnot.
Yeah. But yeah, back to the World Series, you know, I posed the question of this whole, you know, an SEC team has won it ever since the drop foul ball. And you brought up a point that I didn't, it wasn't even in my head. So you have a one first time for Florida State potentially, or if Tennessee runs the table and wins it their first time. When is the point? I know it's going to be weird because 2 weeks ago I was like, you know, Dave Van Horn, yes, there's questions that need to be answered and stuff for the program. It's the standard, but look, if another SEC team wins it, their first one, you've had LSU's won it before, but you had LSU, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Vanderbilt's won it before, right? Mm-hmm. And they won it. Okay. So then you have now if Tennessee does it. So where, how far does that knock the program down as I was even saying it? And I'll eat crow. I was saying Arkansas was the standard, but now you really got to start thinking if Tennessee wins this thing, is Arkansas really the standard of baseball anymore?
The regular season standard and the recruiting standard, but
so they would be the Gonzaga. They would be the Gonzaga or Gonzaga, however you want to say it. So Arkansas is the Gonzaga of college baseball.
I mean, you can't honestly argue against it, and I know it's a tough pill to swallow, but at this point, until they win it, and it's, this same thing goes for Gonzaga until Mark Few, or if it's after his time, until Gonzaga gets, you know, wins it, it's one of those that you can't, you're going to have to just continue to hang your hat on record or, you know, season records, regular season, and your recruiting. You can't hang your hat on anything else.
Yeah. And it's weird because it's not really a bad thing to compare your program to Gonzaga, because Gonzaga has been around, I want to say, since the 90s and been a respectful program, been to the Final Fours and almost won it all. So it's not like we're saying they're a trash program, but it's to the point to where you could just never get over that hump. And I know a lot of it's not fair because we can say the what ifs, but I mean, it was a human error and we'd be sitting here having a national championship. 2 weeks ago, I was like, if that foul ball was caught, we wouldn't even have this conversation, but here we are. And now you have to get off of that emotion of the season. Now you're watching an all SEC ACC World Series, and you're like, man, Arkansas could have been there. And it just sucks that now you could possibly, and even if it's Florida State, because we just got done, you know, their coach was there forever and never won it all. But now they're winning a national championship, or if it's Tennessee, and we know the ties to Vitello. So I want to pose this question. If Tennessee does win it, does that make it more difficult that Vitello would come to Arkansas?
I think it would, because I think you're in a situation that you've got a guy that has had success where he's at before a national title. And then if he were to win one, that's just going to add to what he can bring as far as players. You know, they're going to, you know, with the national title, there's going to be upgrades across the board for Tennessee. So it's going to end up being like, unless you turn on a coach, like, you know, Ole Miss fans have turned on Bianco. You know, it's one of those things that Vitello, if you win the national title and the, we'll just say the how you've done so far, how your teams have performed so far since you've been there, there's really nothing to push him out the door. It would have to just be he would truly want to be at Arkansas, no ifs, ands, or buts. And a lot of it, too, is going to come down to, I think, timing. You know, say he wins one and then things fall off for Tennessee like they have for Ole Miss. And then it's a couple few years down the road, and then Van Horn's ready to go. So then I think timing is going to play into some of it. But you add that national title, and that adds a whole other element to, does Vitello want to leave, or would he leave?
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, this ain't even Tennessee's best team. It's not like he built this team. This is the one that went all the way a couple years back and lost out, you know, didn't even make it to the College World Series. you know, that team was on a mission, and all of a sudden they fall off. So now you've bounced back. That's what makes this even worse, is the fact that Vitello has taken a team that wasn't as irrelevant as Arkansas was as a program. You've built them up. You had a great season, kind of fell off. Now you're back. And to win a national championship, when this isn't even your best squad that you've had in the last 5 years, really makes it worse of the fact that now, look what I've built here at Tennessee. The one thing I would say is, yes, we have transfer portal that helps, NIL could be a big thing, but if Tennessee promises him new facilities, they expand mm-hmm. that ballpark, hey, we're going all in on you, then I would be scared. If they don't want to do that or don't want to put the money into the baseball program, we'll see after if they indeed do win a national championship. But I'm telling you, if they win a national championship and they expand that stadium, it's going to be very hard to convince him to come to Arkansas. I don't know what kind of booster situation they got in Tennessee. I know they got a lot of famous alum, but that would be where I would be scared of, okay, they're going to invest in him. He's not going to go anywhere.
Well, I know the stadium upgrades and expansion and stuff was quickly talked about, you know, after – he came onto the scene and had pretty immediate success there. They were like, okay, we've got to do this. I don't remember if there were renderings and stuff already come out, but the talk was there before this. So now, okay, the talk was already there.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
With his success getting to the postseason and getting to Omaha. So now it's essentially put up or shut up time for Tennessee.
Yeah.
On the business side, on the school side. To him, like, okay, he's held up his part. He brought you a national title. So now it's time for the school and the boosters to flip the switch. You know, now it's y'all's turn. So that's really, like, that's going to be the true thing on, or if they're going to say hold up their end and give him these things, or if that's just not going to happen. And then he's just like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah. So we'll ask the questions and I'll answer first and I'll let you go. Can we pay more in Tennessee? Yes. Are we a better program? If Tennessee wins the national championship, no, we're not. I mean, now how far back do we want to go? Do we want to go overall historically, Will? Or are we talking about in present right now, who's the better program? Because Tennessee's been there. They're making a push. We really say that Arkansas is the better program? At this moment, right now, not historically, not what overall, I'm talking about right now in the present day, that's a toss-up. Facilities, no question. Fans, no question. I'll put Arkansas fans over Tennessee fans. Fayetteville's better. So the only thing is the program.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do, Arkansas? What do you do as in, all right, and this is just being brutally honest. Yes, Dave Van Horn has earned the right to step away when he sees fit. So, I mean, does now say it's hard to say because it's like, where do you stand on these questions when it comes to the difference between Tennessee and Arkansas?
I mean, right there with you. I think it's pretty, I'm not going to say obvious in a sense, because I think you can argue some, but so can we pay more? Yes. Do we have better facilities? 100%. Do we have better fans? Absolutely. Is Fayetteville better than Knoxville? Every day of the week.
Yeah.
But you just get down to the program. Obviously, like you said, historically, no. But right now, at present time, I mean, you would have to, obviously, it's hard to take previous seasons out of the equation, but you just have to look at who's playing right now and who's mm-hmm. not. Who's been knocked out of the regionals at home the past two seasons. So no, right now, I mean, I'm in the boat of Tennessee is a better program right now.
And the whole thing with Vitello coming to Arkansas, you know, yes, it kind of puts everything into how much time, but if Tennessee wins it all, it actually helps Dave Van Horn, because you know Vitello is not going to win a national chip and then automatically come right to Arkansas. Mm-hmm. So like kind of like what you said with Ole Miss, Vitello, you know, they win that championship and give it 2-3 years, he'd be willing to. But what is Tennessee going to do in those 2-3 years? I mean, that and look, we're not talking about a small renovation. They no, would have to truly build a brand new stadium for them, because I think what seats 5?
Not even 5,000, maybe 5, like 4,000,
maybe
4,600, you know, to 5,000, yeah, somewhere in there.
But no, I mean, it's one of them things that you don't know, because just because he was a good fit at Tennessee, is that going to transition to Arkansas? But his youth, he's young. I mean, mm-hmm. And he does know Arkansas. But then again, how many of these coaching searches have we been through at Arkansas? It's been a cut dry. This is what we're going to do. Never. So, I mean, this is all wishful thinking. This is years down the road, but it look, I 2-3 weeks ago, I was on this, man, but after seeing another SEC team possibly win, you got to start asking those questions. As bad as it is to say, you got to start asking the questions. How much time?
Well, and I think that, you know, as fans, it's absolutely okay to do. Ask the questions, the wonder. But I also think that in Dave Van Horn's heart of hearts that he'll know when it's time, whether he gets that national title or not. I think that he loves this program enough that if he feels like that he can't get it done or he needs to step away, he'll do it. But I think he's going to do it in a manner that he knows who the successor is going to be. Whether he has a full-on say in it or not, who knows. But I think it's going to be something that he is going to be the one handing over the keys to somebody else. It's not going to be just, you know, walking out willy-nilly and then Arkansas going on a rampant coaching search. I think it's going to be something that he will be a part of, in the sense of whether it's referrals, whether it's, you know, references for whoever they might be interviewing, who do they think they should get, et cetera. I think he'll have a strong imprint whichever out Arkansas goes.
Pull up that the last question. Second choice on a coach, yeah, after Vitello. Who would you pick to be, if you could pick somebody to be that second choice, who would you go for? Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking I'm going to have to go back with Will here, what he said earlier on Wes Johnson. I think there's maybe a little bit of uncertainty, you know, new coach at Georgia. He was performed. He's from Sherwood, Arkansas, I think, you know, another Arkansas guy that knows the state. But then again, you know, you've got to look at, is it going to be somebody like Matt Hobbs? So I look at that you're going to go after a hot name going to replace Dave Van Horn.
I'm going to throw a little curveball. I've kind of watched this program grow, and they made it to – it's Evansville. Evansville coach, he's been there for 16 years, and this is a coach that – you always see – he's not somebody who's went to school to school to school to school to try to work his way up the ladder. This is a guy that stayed with the program, built the program, still young enough to bump up to the D1, you know. So when you look at – oh, Wes Carroll is his name. I had his name – was scrolling. Wes Carroll is the coach of Evansville. You just look at that name that, you know, has been there. It could be a hot name. I mean, but you have to give somebody that a look, because you always look at the basketball and football, those guys that they have one good year, they bring their team out of, you know, conference champion, they go on a Sweet 16 run, and they're automatic. Look at Musselman, you know, what he did in Nevada, and then now he was at Arkansas. But you're looking at a guy like him that's built a program, knows what it's like, been through the trenches. Why not take a shot on him? Because if he can build a program like Evansville to go up against mighty Tennessee, and yeah, granted, they fell in supers, but hung with them, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not like they just made it on a whim. I mean, this is a very, very good team. I would go after somebody like that.
I could see that. I mean, I think it would be something, again, going back to, I think Dave Van Horn would have to sign off on it. And I know that he's not the end-all, be-all, but I just think that with Van Horn and still having, you know, Norm Bryant, you know, at games, and yeah. I just think that you've got two guys that are – they're going to be kind of the jury on everything, on who comes in after.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think there's any one name you could be like, that's the guy. And I think previously, before, a lot of folks were saying Vitello, but now that he's got Tennessee in this position, it's kind of like, you know, is he going to? Would he do that? So I just think a lot of it's going to come down to, does Tennessee win this title, and then timing on everything. Because, who, you know, next year, talking about the next hot name out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. You know, and look, I don't see this year, next year, or I depends on how the program goes. Now, look, you know, we're talking about how much time does he have left, and then they turn around, turn the program around, and win a national championship. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it could happen, and that's what we want to happen. Of course, we've said over and over and over, you know, but.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase. It's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The more we watch other teams win it, the more teams that we've watched Arkansas beat win it, it gets harder and harder to sit there and me, you know, like I said, saying that we're the standard baseball program. We can't say that anymore. But we're going to take a quick commercial break. After the break, we'll continue on the conversation, talk about some She Got Game league action going on, talk about some Fort Smith Marshals, and then we'll end the show with a couple of big announcements we have pertaining to the new addition to the show and a couple of sponsors that we have coming forward. We'll catch you after the break.
Attention DIYers and home improvement enthusiasts. Are you searching for the right tools and the supplies to tackle your next project? Look no further than Menards Hardware Store. With locations in Ozark, Alma, and Clarksville, our vast selection of hardware and building materials is sure to have everything you need, whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or building a new deck. Plus, our knowledgeable staff is always on hand to offer expert advice and guidance. And with our competitive prices and convenient online ordering, Menards Hardware Store is your one-stop shop for all your DIY needs. Visit us today, and let's build something amazing together. Are you in need of legal representation? Look no further than the offices of Robertson Beasley, Shipley, and Robinson. As the oldest law firm in the River Valley, we have been serving our clients for over 100 years, with locations in Ozark, Fort Smith, and Springfield. Our experienced team of attorneys provide expert guidance and advocacy in a wide range of legal areas, including personal injury, family law, criminal defense, and more. Trust in our history and experience to the results you deserve. Contact the law offices of Robertson Beasley, Shipley, and Robinson today at 479-782-8813. That's 479-782-8813. Are you looking for a place to grab a cold drink and some delicious food? Look no further than Arkansas Brewing Company. Located at 201 South 1st Street in beautiful downtown Ozark, our establishment offers a wide selection of craft beers and tasty eats. But what sets us apart is our welcoming atmosphere and friendly staff. At Arkansas Brewing Company, you'll always feel like part of the family. So visit Destiny and Christopher Brockett and staff today and see for yourself what makes us the go-to spot for locals and visitors alike. Arkansas Brewing Company, come for the drinks, stay for the friends.
Searching for premium brewing products that will take your daily routine to the next level? Look no further than Sterling Soap Company. Our handmade soaps, aftershaves, and balms are made with only the finest ingredients that give you the ultimate grooming experience. With a variety of scents to choose from, there's something for everyone. Plus, our products are crafted in small batches to ensure the highest level of quality. So why wait? Visit www.sterlingsoap.com or visit our retail store at 16 West Walnut Street in Paris, Arkansas. Shop our collection and discover the difference for yourself. Upgrade your grooming routine with Sterling Soap Company.
And welcome back to Hog Talk Podcast. You know, continuing on with the baseball, you know, it's one of those things that it's crazy to even think about baseball without Dave Van Horn, but everybody said that about Norton O'Brien too. You know, you just see what this program is. But look, I'm just, again, before the break, we were talking about it being blunt, being honest. You know, we're in a different era of college athletics. I mean, we're not really on the nostalgia anymore. You know, really, who goes to Notre Dame because it's Notre Dame? I know people still do. But how many of the people now go there because it's Notre Dame? How many people go to Duke because it's Duke? Opposed to money, opposed to transfer portal, opposed to whatever. You're going to have the few, but I'm talking about majority. Because if it was true, you wouldn't have people going rushing to Arkansas for all the money. You wouldn't have them rushing to Texas and look what they're doing for their football program. So, I mean, that's the thing where you want to get wrapped up in the nostalgia. But, I mean, how far, if you keep being that way about it, how far can that put your program behind?
Well, we've even seen it, you know, we'll use Bobby Petrino as part of that. You know, we all remember, obviously, clearly, his time here at Arkansas, the players that we had here, where the places that he reached that we hadn't gotten to before. But you see these recruits and it's their parents who remember Petrino. Mm-hmm. It's their parents who want them to play. It's not the kids. If anything, you know, these kids will have more recollection of Petrino at Louisville, or, you know, that he's the one that had, you know, was recruiting Lamar Jackson. And, you know, going that whole route, it's not going to be for what he did here. So you're just going off of, you know, talking about nostalgia and whatnot. We're still in that age that we saw a lot of the, I guess I don't want to say late, but, you know, let's throw out Notre Dame, and which I'm too young for this, but like Lou Holtz and Notre Dame, you know, going back that far, yeah. The nostalgia that comes from that and what Notre Dame used to be, you know, it's kind of like you just now kind of have to go on the last 10 to 15 years. It's no longer going back the 30, 40 years like it used to.
You brought up a crazy deal. When you brought up nostalgia and Lou Holtz and then went Notre Dame, then you go back to Arkansas. But think about Jimmy Johnson. Mm-hmm. Think nostalgia and Jimmy Johnson, you go to Miami. But he coached at Arkansas and then went and won a national championship. But it brings back to this current situation. We're sitting here watching other teams win championships, especially like if Tennessee wins it. You're seeing LSU, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and now you're seeing where they're at. That was just an epiphany that you made me have when you said Lou Holtz, Notre Dame, because I remember that. Rocket Ismail was my first, like, true college sports hero back in the day. Sports Illustrated, you know, back when you had to take the cover off the Sports Illustrated and tape it to your wall. That was our poster. You know, that's where my love for college football began, was Rocket. But yeah, I don't know. Is it a curse? Is it the curse of Razorback fandom in sports? Because this goes way back to the 70s. You look at Lou Holtz and going to the Orange Bowl and then he goes away. Let's go to Kenny Hatfield, Danny Ford, Houston Nutt. As much as that show happened, But you think about what happened, the height of their career, having success, and then there was a drop-off. Look at Nolan Richardson, the height of winning a national championship, and then how that fell out. You know, you're lucky that you got a national championship. You almost got two out of it. But it just seems like 64-94 is all Arkansas has to hang their hat on when it comes to the big one. Now, track and field, I've seen a lot of people discredit track and field. Just for a quick five-second tangent, that's idiotic, stupid, unfair. We're talking about unfairness. You're going to take away from athletes and their national championships, 51 now, just because it's track and field. Stupidest argument when it comes to Razorback athletics. Stop discrediting track and field when it comes to their national championships. Just because it's not football, basketball, baseball, it's harder to win a national championship in track, but just because you're spoiled and it happens all the time, you don't realize how hard it is. Mm-hmm. And I get very irritated when it comes to that because you're still talking about athletes who represent this university, and it is a sport. It's not curling or one of these basket weaving or underwater, whatever you see that a non-NCAA sanctioned thing. So, again, my 5-little-second rant tangent on that one, but it's you have to recognize those. But when it comes to the big sports, you've seen so many other people do it at other places or other teams do it when you know you're right there. It just adds salt to the wound.
So, you know, with all with the others that have been around Arkansas at some point in their careers, whether they played here, whether they coached under whoever. If Dave Van Horn was to win one national title, does that put to bed everything else? Like all of the issues that there have been, whether it's been hitting, whether it's been like, does the conversation stop? Like the what ifs are now gone. Dave Van Horn finally won. And we're now putting him at the top of everything.
Yes, because I said if they would have caught that pop fly, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. And I stand by that. But we are here. We are having the conversation. But, yeah, Dave Van Horn wins it all. Winning cures everything. Think about the fandom of where Arkansas football program was. Sam Pittman was almost on his way. I'll stop there. But – the fact that the second you brought in Bobby Petrino's name, look at what happened to the fandom and the belief.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I hope because of what happened when he was here the last time. Eric Musselman leaves the program, leaves with one person, a walk-on on the roster. Fans are going insane. They're going crazy. Who's our coach? Beard turns us down, or whatever happens with that. Here comes Coach Cal, saves the day. Now look at where the fandom is. Winning cures everything. Dave Van Horn wins a national championship in baseball in the next 2 years or next year, 2 years down the road. Oh, yeah. Wipes completely 100% wipes away everything that we've been talking about the last 2 weeks or since the foul ball. Wipes away it all.
Oh, and since you brought up, you know, bringing back Petrino, I'll be on record, and I know we'll be on record more as we get closer to the season, but I'm still predicting a 3-9 season.
Love it. Is this a 1 year deal? Is this so they so let's just, and we can keep diving deeper into this football thing the closer we get, but say they go 3-9. This is a one year deal. Mm-hmm. This either goes great or it goes very bad. Mm-hmm. That's the way I see it.
I personally feel like that. It's kind of, you know, you play out different scenarios. I think that if this goes south, so I'm talking sub 6 wins, and I think that you're looking at a new head coach, and then you got to sit there and wonder, is that head coach going to be Bobby Petrino? him being, I personally, you know, I think that he was, you could look at it from different ways. Part of me feels like that he was brought in to basically be the new head coach. It was to ease him back into the Arkansas Razorbacks.
He was brought in to save Sam Pittman's job.
No, he was brought. Well, and I think that he was brought in also as, you know, we look back at, I just went blank, defensive coordinator that left.
Oh, Odom.
Odom, Barry Odom. Yeah. Thank you. You know, another former head coach that Pittman can throw ideas off of. He can talk to about what would you do in this situation? You've been in that situation. It's a head coach that has been through the ringer and Pittman can go to for advice. I think that's what he had in Barry Odom and he lost. And I think that's now what he has in Bobby Petrino.
Yeah. And look, it was either you or me.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. And one of the two worked out, you know. Riles, he was 1 foot out the door, but Odom was the first person he called. Riles went to Pittman, you know, so that there's two different scenarios there. But look what Odom did, went to UNLV and turned that into a powerhouse in that conference, right? Took kids from Arkansas to UNLV and they won a lot. I hate treading these waters, you know, because it's dangerous for us. But Bobby Petrino was brought in to save Sam Pittman's job, and it's going to win either way, because if they do win, Sam Pittman can retire and then Bobby Petrino comes in and takes over. If this don't work out, then who else can he blame that this ain't working out? This is it. He got to get rid of Barry Odom. He got to get rid of Bryles. He got to get rid of his strength and conditioning coach. He got to get rid of everybody else but himself.
Mm-hmm.
So, and look, here's the deal. I'll go back on saying this. It's not all his fault, because it's not his fault he's never been a head coach. Like, he can only do so much with what he has. When it comes to coaching a team, Arkansas took a chance on him. So it's just as much as Arkansas's fault as it's Sam Pittman's. It's not all on Sam, because I don't care if I was a GA or a water boy or a wide receivers coach. You give me a head coaching job in the SEC, I'm going to take it. Mm-hmm. He's seen an opportunity. Hey, this could work out. I got Barry Odom. We can really make this work. And then there for a little bit, it did. You had some super seniors, but then the bottom fell out. But we're seeing a lot of Arkansas programs do that with the same era. The super senior COVID thing did really good things for Arkansas and their athletics, but now the bottom's falling out of almost all the programs except track, soccer, softball's even seen it. Basketball has seen it. Women's basketball's seen it. Baseball's seeing it. We're seeing this dip. And it's time to see if they can rebuild these things. And we've said it. It's easy to get to the top because you have that chip on your shoulder. It's harder to stay on the top because what else is there to play for? You've already won it. Keep winning. That's why it makes things like Alabama football so impressive, because it gets complacent. Oh, we just won another national championship. Arkansas track. You sweep the indoor and outdoor. We got 51 national championships now. That's the standard. If we had one idiot on here saying that they need a new men's track coach because he ain't won but one or two national championships. Are you kidding me? But that's the standard.
Mm-hmm.
So as idiotic as it sounds, you still have to go back and think, what's the standard of the program?
Yeah. And, you know, that's something I've been looking at a lot lately, like are you bringing up the super seniors and such. And this is not a knock on any of the players that Arkansas football team has gotten out of the high school rankings. You know, I'm just looking at these 2025, 2026 commits and whatnot. And I see other beat writers and other posts after posts. And it's like such and such has committed. And, oh, so, you know, huge get huge. Like, I'm not trying to knock down any of these kids, But when we keep settling for being okay and everything's great when all we're getting is three-star recruits, I think it's an issue. Then you're having to rely on the transfer portal to get better players because these guys maybe, you know, it's just, you know, sitting here seeing us, I think we were in the 40s for the 20, and I know it's still early, but we're in the 40s or around 40 in the 2025 football or the college recruiting. And I'm just sitting here looking at this and I'm like, why are we excited? And I'm not trying to, you know, crap on any of these kids getting this opportunity to come play at Arkansas or play in the SEC, but we have to start getting better recruits out of high school. But then you've got to look at, and I know we've talked about this, is, you know, how many of these high recruits are staying in one school? Is all the success coming out of the transfer portal? What schools are actually building up these players that they're succeeding at that one school? It's just, there's so many numbers, so many statistics I know that we want to look at. But I think that, you know, for Arkansas' sake, we're sitting here pumping up, getting a bunch of 2 and 3 star recruits. And I'm just kind of like, why are we excited about this?
One, recruits, to me, my opinion, don't mean a damn anymore because of the portal, because of how many of these freshmen coming in are going to be here when they're seniors. So what does it matter if you're getting these, especially in football, when how many of these freshmen are going to be key impact players on your team? You can bring in 25-star athletes. How many of them are going to be impactful on your team this year? Maybe 3. Okay, so 3 out of that 20 that you bragged on might get some playing time, or they have to because of depth. Doesn't mean that they're good, but they have to because of the depth. But then if you start winning, okay, now we're starting to change the tune here because we're winning. But also, let's be real. You can have a top 15 class. You can have a top 10 class. Nationally, don't mean shit, because guess what? That 10th can still be 10th in the SEC. Mm-hmm. That 15th, you're 15th nationally, awesome, but you're 13th in the SEC. You're still in the bottom of what conference you're playing in. So, yes, we want to boast and say we're 39th, but let's look at the conference. Where are we at in the SEC? When we start having top 5 recruiting classes in the SEC consistently, then let's start hanging our hat on we're building a program. Mm-hmm. But right we now, can boast. We yeah. can boast about being a top 25 team. But look, that again, that's Arkansas's had a top 15 recruiting class before, and it put them 12th in the SEC. That's just mm-hmm. how strong you are in the SEC. So it's fun to boast about. It's fun to talk about. It's content. It gets people interactions that normally don't. It's what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's what we're here for. It's the summertime. Yeah. But in all reality is it don't mean a damn, because half of them is not going to be here in a year or two. Let's just be honest. But that's just as much as Arkansas's fault as it is the kids' fault. Mm-hmm. If Arkansas keeps winning, if they turn this program around and win 7 games, look, you got to make a bowl game this year. You have to. For this experiment to work, you have to go to a bowl game. I will settle for a 6-6 year this year, because, yes, you're bringing in Bobby Petrino, but what talent do you have? You're not bringing back a lot of good star-studded people. Mm-hmm. They make a bowl game this year, I'll be impressed. But that's where it has to be. They win 7, mm-hmm. 8 games, okay, that is a bonus. I'm not going to sit here and say 8 games. I want them going 6-6 or 7-6. That's where I want them, for me to be impressed to where, okay, because we can get blinded by 1 year of 9 wins, and now look where we're at.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you know, like you said, winning cures all. So, you know, looking at bringing in Petrino, and like, I know ESPN put out, I think it was today, kind of their quarterback and quarterback coach tiers, if you will. And I mean, Arkansas was towards the bottom of their little tier system, even with Petrino, but Petrino and Talon Green, I think they were in the same tier as Vanderbilt.
Because they got to prove themselves, because it all has to do with the offensive line. You can have Tom Brady and Bill Belichick playing for the Razorbacks this year. You have to block. You have mm-hmm. to be able to run the ball.
And just in case anybody's wondering, they had UCF and KJ Jefferson one tier above Arkansas.
That's horrible.
So
that's trolling. That there ain't nothing but trolling when you do that. I don't know what entity or media outlet did that, but that's a straight troll job on that.
You know, it gets the reaction. I just saw it today and just kind of chuckled because I was just like, here we go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. But what we alluded to at the break, we got a couple of big announcements to the show. We'll start with the first one, Adam, that you're directly involved with. It's the partnership between Hog HQ and Hog Talk. I'm very, very excited to have DP and Matt be a part of this. I would almost say a network, because it's cool. Y'all have your own show on your platform, but you're being able to be a part of the Hog Talk. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time coming. Since you joined the show, I had a feeling that I wanted to join both pages, both fan bases together. And I think this is going to be a huge, huge deal, because it's going to bring even though we share fans or share people follow the same pages, it's going to combine, and it's going to bring two different style of shows. That you're going to get a different style of show on Sunday that we bring you on Monday and Thursdays, but it could also lead to a second show on HQ. We could end up being an entity where we're giving you 3-4, some maybe on down the road, 5 shows a week. Mm-hmm. I love the opportunity. I'm glad that they wanted to jump on board, you being a key part of both shows. So I'm excited about it. I'm really excited about the venture and seeing where this thing goes.
You know, it was something, like you said, it was a long time coming. I think that was always kind of on the back of our minds. I know you and I have had several conversations about it. Me and those guys have had several conversations about it. And it was, I think a lot of it was with timing, and, you know, now in the summer, things have slowed down, so we can all just kind of digest things, get a game plan going. But, you know, I think you hit it on the head with, you know, it's more content for everybody. And, you know, looking at where Hog Talk's at and where our future's going, you know, it'd be something that, yeah, I want to look at potentially. You know, we've got 4, 5, 6 days of live content coming out. And not just necessarily from you and me or me and them, and, you know, just kind of see where it goes. But, you know, it's one of those things, we have different ways of doing things. We can come together and do them because we've done it before on collaboration shows. But at the same time, you know, we have different viewpoints. We have different flows. We have, you know, different relationships with one another. And so it's one of those things that it brings a fresh, different element to it.
Yeah. I think it's going to be big because, again, you have now two others join, two more opinions, insights and stuff, you know, so it's going to be cool to see what, and hey, they jump on the show sometime, you know, I join y'all's show. I mean, I think that's where it's going to be really cool to, if there's hot topics, our goal is really to try to do this 3-4 days a week where we're doing hot topics, daily stuff, especially when football season gets started, and having these two shows, we're not having one set of hosts do it every day of the week. We can bring two different shows, but two different sets of eyes along with yours on two shows. And I think it's really going to be cool. The second announcement that we want to bring on is we have a new sponsor that will be part of the Hog Talk now. It's going to be Vision Exteriors. Really excited to have them join on, be a sponsor of the Hog Talk podcast. We'll have more of details of what we'll be doing for them when it comes to promoting them, how they're going to be a part of the show. We have a meeting with them on Wednesday, but I'm really excited to have them jump on board of the Hog Talk podcast. I know you're close with one of them, so you can speak more on it of, you know, Vision Exteriors and how you want them to be a part of this show.
You know, it's something that, you know, Josh reached out and we, you know, we got to talking about kind of what we can offer them, bring to them. You know, they've got a lot of customers, but there's a lot of potential there for new customers, new people who may not know that they're out there. So, you know, all around, I think it's somebody that is willing to, you know, hey, what are you guys thinking that you want to do in promoting them? I know we've already talked back and forth on some things to do this fall, this winter, when the different seasons get into play, which we'll get into more as it gets closer to there. So I think it's something that Vision Exteriors, I mean, they're going to be seen quite a bit on our show. So, you know, it's something that I'm looking forward to and glad to have been able to bring them on.
And lastly, it's kind of funny. I kind of got out of the softball game and joined the pickleball game, pickleball world. I know I joined the craze, and it's everything that is advertised of when it comes to, you see the memes of thinking you can just walk into this sport and play it just because you're athletic. And me and my brother-in-law, we play, and we decided to team up, and we went to Lowell and played in this tournament up there. Played some of the highest ranked women in the state and just got drilled. I mean, it's one of them that, you know, they have trainers, they do this all the time, and it's not something that you can just walk into lightly. And that was over a month ago, but I don't know, for those that are in the pickleball world, Vulcan Pickleball is based out of Hot Springs, Arkansas. And when me and my brother-in-law was in Hot Springs, we went to the store there, Tanner's, and met up with some of the people, and they have a ambassador program. So we are going to be presenting with Vulcan Pickleball. They are going to be sponsoring pretty much the Hog Talk pickleball team consisting of me and my brother-in-law. We're going to be promoting them. We're going to eventually have Dorian Kraft on to talk some pickleball eventually down the road. I think this is going to be a cool venture of, you know, getting that new fan base, because look, it's one of the fastest growing sports in the country. It's a lot of fun. Enjoy playing it. I don't know if you've ever played it, but pretty much had to explain it to the non-players. It's exactly halfway in between ping pong and tennis. You're playing with ping pong rackets, but you're playing with a wiffle ball on a miniature tennis court. I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot. You see older people playing it and you want to laugh, but it's a lot of fun.
All I know about it is a statistic I read that the ER visits for ages like 65 and up have increased since pickleball has become a thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And I can see it. I mean, it's one of those that you just see it, but no, really excited to have Vulcan Pickleball being a presenter, sponsor, collaboration. They're going to be hooking us up with some Vulcan pickleball gear that we will be sporting on our tournaments and stuff on down the road. So really want to appreciate Liliana and the Vulcan team. Look, if you're ever in Hot Springs, or you can go to Walmart or any sporting store, you see Vulcan pickleball stuff. It's a state. It's made in Arkansas. It's an Arkansas company. It's the official ball of the Pro Pickleball Association. So it's not small potatoes when it comes to pickleball. So if you're interested in that, visit Folk at sportinggoods.com. Really excited to have this summer series going. And Adam, I did lock down Thursday's show, where I know a lot of our fans follow these traveling sites, these traveling Facebook pages that go around and show different spots. We're going to have All About Arkansas on the show on Thursday. Anybody looking for places to travel, where's her favorite spots to go? We're having our burger tour. Where's the best burger in the River Valley? We're going to get her vote on that. Voting ends Friday on that. So do not forget to put your vote in. Where's the best burger in the River Valley? We're going to go there, try it out. But we're really excited to have All About Arkansas on the show Thursday night at 7 to talk about some of these hot spots and the travel around the state.
Yeah, and just to, you know, going back to the announcement with Hog HQ, you know, I got a little 30-second video, so we can play it right quick.
All right.
Just so everybody show. Can see the announcement.
Again, very excited to have that on. Look, twice the coverage, twice the shows, twice the content. You're going to see it all right here on the Hog Talk podcast, along with Hog HQ. Really excited about that. Adam, you got anything before we wrap it up?
Well, I'm good for the night.
All right. Hey, thank you for everybody who tuned in. We're going to catch you on Thursday. Be sure we'll remind you about All About Arkansas coming on Thursday, along with our new sponsors, Vulcan Pickleball, Vision Exteriors. We're brought to you by Bet Online, Sterling Soap Studios, and we'll catch you on Thursday.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.